You're listening to SBS News.
25-year-old Jack O'Brien had his sights set on a career in sports management, but he was never given the chance. He was one of 38 Australians on board Malaysian Airways flight MH17 from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur, shot down by what investigators say was a Russian-made missile over eastern Ukraine. All 298 people on board were killed. His father, John O'Brien, remembers an introverted but driven young man.
So he liked time by himself and he was thoughtful and stuff like that. But he also loved sport and being out there Played soccer, football. But he pushed himself against to get out of his comfort zone socially and to do things.
Such as the seven-week European adventure he went on with a mate in 2014. On July 17, they left Amsterdam to head home. John O'Brien has seen airport vision showing his son running for the plane as he was running late.
And there's just footage of him merging into the concourse. And he kind of just skips because he's moving from going from just a walk. He's realised I really need to hurry, and it's like he's skipping more into a faster pace. And that, it just kills me even thinking about that because, you know, he's hurrying to get the plane, but...
He was ready to come home.
He wanted to come home, and it just underlines that he wasn't able to come home.
The O'Briens are preparing for their fourth visit to the Netherlands since Jack died. This time, they are hoping justice will be served. Here's Jack's mother, Maren O'Brien.
It's important because you can't just shoot down a passenger plane and then just go... Nothing happened. Like, well, I don't want to live in a world where stuff like that happens and you just, like, there's still a rule of law.
The plane was shot down over the Donetsk region in eastern Ukraine. Armed conflict there broke out in 2014, with Russian-backed separatists and Ukraine fighting for the region. More than 500 Australian federal police were involved in the international investigation that followed. Peter Crozier is the operations commander for the AFP investigation.
The investigation is one of the most complex investigations that the AFP has undertaken. Many of the circumstances that it's located in a location which is, you know, of deep concern. It's a conflict zone. It's international. We had to draw upon all the best of our people. We had to draw on the best of our capability. Highly technical investigation. So we commenced our investigation almost from the time that we were informed of the downing.
Four men, three Russians and one Ukrainian, were charged in 2019 with helping to supply the missile to its position to shoot down the aircraft. The 20-month trial finished late last year. Five judges in the District Court of The Hague are now due to hand down their judgment on November 17. But the accused all remain at large, and if found guilty, it's unlikely any will spend time in jail. Only one had legal representation. The other three were tried in absentia. Australia and the Netherlands are also pursuing legal action against Russia at the International Civil Aviation Organisation. Here's Commander Crozier again.
The key reason is that no person should escape justice when they've been involved in such an atrocity. And it doesn't matter whether you're talking about the murder of one people or as we've seen with 298. No person should get away when they're responsible for an activity or for such a tragic event and such a malicious event as this has been.
Brian Clancy and his wife, Lisa, are also preparing to attend the verdict. His brother, Michael, and sister-in-law, Carol, were on MH17. It means they never had the chance to meet their grandchildren.
Eldest son in mixed family had just met someone, and there were just plans for a child. And since then, there's been two births into that family, so I can imagine that they would have been doing the same thing that I'm doing at present with Lisa, fussing over the grandkids.
Lisa Clancy says a guilty verdict would provide some solace.
I don't think we can ever find closure, but I would be happy if they're found guilty, and it means that they can't leave because there's an international arrest warrant out for them. So it means that they can't ever leave Russia.
A long road to justice is almost at an end, even if the pain is not. Sean Wales, SBS News.